Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And I'm sitting in my Moss Nissan studio. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, everybody, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Do not forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And right now, here she is, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Hi, everybody. And, yeah, this is kind of a little blessing night for you that are new, you'll find out. But, I haven't been able to do these in a while. For you that know what I'm doing, well, I redid. I got new lists, which means I'll start tonight, but I'll have to end tomorrow night because there's no way I can get you on. So don't worry if you're not on tonight. But everybody listening, if you're online, you're on the radio, you're listening in any way, shape, or form, in a car, wherever, in a truck, and you're listening to this, special blessings are already on you because I pray for a few hours before the show. I always do a little extra praying before that. That's why I can't do them every night. So anyway, let's get started. First, we heard from Dan, the man from Indiana, Professor Dan. It was good. I know we all love to hear from him. And so blessings to you, my friend. And also let me go start here with Maria in Germany because she's been with us, I think, the longest. And the Major Mac in Germany and all of you from there, Stephen Tylan. George, our godfather, by the way, when he was here, George, if you're listening, if not, when he was here in the villages, I got to hear and see him, and, oh, he did a good job. He did a good job, George. And then Flip, our still favorite radio dance partner, when he's able to dance, I know he's got we can dance all together. We're just going to all hold hands and dance. Colonel Mike McAllister and all the Trump clubs, I know there's going to be new ones forming. There's just God bless all of you anyway. And by the way, blessings, I really mean this tonight. My heart's just with you all. You're such a, and the reason that I really want to do this tonight is we will never forget the base. You know, we have new people and all, but we can't forget all you loyal people that have been with the captain so long. We're not going to. Now, I want to say something about Valdosta, Georgia. God bless you all. James, the expert paper relocator up there in San Marcos. I have some friends near there, relatives, so forth, whatever. And I'm friends, whatever. I'm going to be in Valdosta probably sometime soon. I may be even calling in from there. So there you go. So God bless all you in Valdosta. I can't wait to get up there and be in one of those places, Captain, and have me something to eat. Okay. Terry, our faithful overnight worker in Nashville, and Cousin Vinny in Nashville. God bless you. Alan, Nebraska, and his son serving now. God bless you. Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon out there. And I hope you're safe. And Dave in Indiana. James in Clearwater. Cousin Vinny. And Cousin Vinny, I hope you're doing okay. He's had kind of a strange year there. And LJ in Michigan. Sony in Wisconsin. Eric, our favorite local veteran with the two sons that I've had the absolute pleasure of talking to his entire family. Is one of the best families. And Eric, God bless you. Okay, we're not going to forget the truckers and your drivers. We're not. And I know there's many I don't have names for. Get your names and trucking company names into the captain, please, because he does a lot of songs for you guys every night and gals. The Catwoman and Road Dog, always. I call her the famous Catwoman.
Well, she just said hello to you.
Hi, Catwoman. And by the way, we love to hear from you all. I do, and so does everyone else, just to let you know. Okay, Trucker Ed, Mark the Trucker, Thomas the Suicide Jockey, and all of you Suicide Jockeys, again, I don't pretend to understand what y'all do, but I don't think I would want to do it. Dave, our Uber driver. Hi, Dave. And then all you Creek carrier drivers, the Schaefer drivers, the Hunt drivers, the FedEx drivers. I could go on and on and on. God bless you all. Because, well, you know, we've had a year of weather that's unreal. I'm just going to say unreal. Again, I've done a lot of things in my life. Never done what y'all are doing. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't want it. But I couldn't do without you because I got a package today because of you guys. So anyway, you guys and gals, God bless you. Sarasota and Bradenton area. There's so many of you. And by the way, I am blessed to talk to many of you on the phone personally from that area. And I don't know, there's something special about y'all. And I know the captain's got good news for you that he's going to be returning, I think, to Mixon Farms next month. And then you all can meet him there. And I know how much you love it. I know how much he does. And just to let you know, love y'all. There's too many of you to name on here. I'd be leaving people up, but such a wonderful area. You are over the bridge from me. It's hard for me to get there, but I will tell you, I'd love to get to Nixon Farms one day when he's there. So he'll be telling y'all about that. But God bless you all. And again, remember, everybody listening, this is for. I don't care if you know me or I know you or whatever. You're new. You get blessed because, well, that's just what we do. You know, we're told to either, we're either going to put curses out or blessings out to people. I'll put blessings out. And I've only got a few seconds left, so I knew I wouldn't finish. But to the U.S. Coast Guard, for getting us ready for what we hope doesn't come. Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia. All of you in Atlanta, Georgia. I get a lot of calls from all those areas to Atlanta. God bless you all up there. Beverly in Inglewood. Sue, our retired 911 operator. Also, to our Caribbean people, to all the, I keep forgetting to say hi to them, Captain, but I'm glad you say hi to them because I know they, Puerto Rico, you're going to have to help.
U.S. Virgin Islands and the Western Bahamas.
That's it. Yeah, I needed the help. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get everything down. I just can't, you know, read it all, but my time is up, but I want to tell you all that remember this. God loves every one of you. He doesn't choose, I'm going to love this one, I'm going to love that one, I'm not going to love this one. We have a God that also, because of his grace, he forgives. So, if I'm talking to anybody that's going through a crisis or you feel guilty, and boy, I've had a lot of calls lately about some, and don't try to take your life, people. Get help first. My goodness, when families call me and it's too late, it's very hard for me to deal with that. So please, get to someone first. Call me if you have to. Let the captain know. Let someone know. God bless you all, and remember, God does love you all, and God is over this nation. So God bless America. Captain, thank you. God bless every one of you, and thank you so much.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her, and we will be coming right back. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to call in and opine about anything we've been talking about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbert, the makers of Relief Factor in Kirkland, Washington, just outside Seattle. Now, Kirkland, Washington is famous for a lot of things. Relief Factor is just one of the reasons. But if you're struggling with nagging pain, and I mean stuff that's been around, you don't know how to get rid of it, you've been trying to leave, Buffering, you've been taking prescription medicine. As a matter of fact, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. Took it for about 10 years, and it started to give me some side effects, and I said, nope, I don't think so. Don't want to do that anymore, and I wound up taking a leave. 6 pills a day, 3 times a day. Not a smart idea, because it can encourage you to start having internal bleeding, and that actually happened to me. Unbeknownst to me, it happened. But anyway, I decided, well, what the heck do I do now? And I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talking about Relief Factor, and lo and behold, I tried the 3-week quick start, and I've been on it over 3.5 years now, and it simply put works for me. So, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches, whatever kind of pain you got, let me suggest to you, you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling. It takes about 3 to 5 days to get to you. And if you take it the way that it says to take it, there's an 80% probability that you are going to stay on Relief Factor because it works. It's that simple. Now, the website to go to sign up for it is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. Try it. See how it works out. And if it doesn't work out for you, you're only out $20. But if it works for you, then it's the best thing you've ever done. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Well, you know, when Democrats demanded President Trump release the transcript of his phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky, the president quickly did so. Now, even though such a precedent is deeply disturbing when one considers the need for any president to be able to assure their counterparts of confidentiality and that nobody's listening into their calls, now the tables have turned. Democrats staged a showy hearing in the House Intelligence Committee last week, chaired by Adam Schiff, featuring former special envoy to the Ukraine, Kurt Volker. Now, selected tiny bits of the proceedings were leaked in, attempt to bolster the Democrats' threadbare argument that a quid pro quo had actually happened. Now, Republicans in the hearing have said the full testimony reveals exactly the opposite, that there was no quid pro quo, and they're absolutely right when they say that. But Adam Schiff, who's Shifty Schiff the chair, won't release the transcript of the hearing after he demanded Trump release the transcript of the call. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Which one has something to hide, Schiff or Trump? The gravity of impeachment and the polarized nature of today's political environment demands transparency. So there, Shifty Schiff, release the transcript. Release the transcript. But he doesn't have enough, you know what, to do it. Want to bet? I'll bet you right now. Now, for the first time in Ecuador's history, the president, Lenin Moreno, moved the national capital away from Quito in an effort to escape widespread protests over cuts to public benefits. Now, the Ecuadorian groups are calling for Moreno's resignation and reinstatement of government subsidies that were removed at the direction of the International Monetary Fund. Now, Workers United Front leader Masias Testamos said that the government removal of subsidies serves to reward the big banks, the capitalists, and punish poor Ecuadorians. Now, the austerity measures, a stipulation of the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund's $4.2 billion loan, included the rescinding of fuel subsidies and caused a 100% rise in the gas prices in Ecuador. Now, Ecuadorian people are out in the streets. They want the subsidies back. And we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out. Probably isn't going to happen. But the president had to get out of town, move the capital to a different city to get away from all the protests. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just lucky? All right. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. Now, China has said that they're open to a partial deal if President Trump delays those tariff increases. I'm not sure that's going to happen. By the way, Apple is now under fire for the app that aids Hong Kong protesters. They supposedly are going to stop with that app so the protesters can't have advance notice and communicate amongst each other. Apple's going to try to help out China here in that respect. There is a report also that the European Union value-added tax system is running rampantly with fraud because right now, it's a way that the terrorists are using to get money. And we're talking about not just Al-Qaeda. We're talking about ISIS. We're talking about the Taliban. They've all got their fingers in the works there with that. Amazing. Nice work if you can get it, huh? By the way, HIV protection drugs in California are going to be available now without a prescription. I'm not sure that's such a great idea. And China has called on the U.S. to lift the new sanctions they put into place. Don't know how that's going to work either. In the meantime, Senator Lindsey Graham has invited Rudy Giuliani to testify on the alleged corruption in the Ukraine. And Congressman Adam Schiff has spoken out on the Trump administration decision to block the EU ambassador, his testimony. again, have no idea how that's going to work out. We just know it's in the works, and we'll see what happens there. And civilians are fleeing the Syrian border towns as Turkish warplanes and artillery kicked off the offensive yesterday in those areas. Obviously, you have ISIS fighters that are in there, some bad guys, and Turkey's going in to clean them out. We'll see if that indeed is the case, if that happens or not. Now, a U.S. senator, namely our Marco Rubio from Florida, has called for a review of TikTok's merger with Musical.ly, otherwise known as Musical.ly. That's their name, their product name. And apparently the senator thinks that they have a monopoly going. Well, I guess we'll find out pretty quick. Because when Marco talks, people jump, right? And the other thing is, all this NBA talk about China. Well, Chinese organizers have canceled the NBA fan event amidst the discussions going on between the United States government and China. Not sure how that's going to work. And in case you hadn't been paying attention, the Supreme Court of the United States has begun a new term. All week long, they'll be setting up the cases as to how they're going to hear them and when they're going to hear them. And the judges are expected to take on several high-profile cases. Again, we'll get an idea of that probably in the next day, maybe two. And once we do, we'll let you know. And don't forget, the Air Quality app is back online in Vietnam after attacks over the smog ranking. It was taken off because it was being misused, apparently. And the Vietnamese wanted control of their air quality. So that's what they did when they did that. And we'll see how that works out. We don't know. But again, it becomes a horse of a different color, so to speak. Now, don't forget that Ruth Bader Ginsburg could be the deciding vote on this sex rules and regulations and verbiage and all that stuff that was brought forth to the Supreme Court for a final discussion and description about what they can say, how they can say it, and how it applies to the schools and the universities and all that. All right, we'll be back with more right after this break, and we'll be back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers were out of the loop as far as President Trump's announcement that U.S. forces would no longer protect Syrian Kurds from a Turkish invasion. The president told reporters the Kurds were fighting for their land in Syria when it came to reining in the Islamic State, but they were never there to help the U.S. in previous battles.
They didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing. In addition to that, we have spent tremendous amounts of money on helping the Kurds.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is now calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Biden said during a campaign speech that Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed the nation, and committed impeachable acts. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. First report, by the way, Ron Edwards comes along in hour number four this morning. And the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other one right here in the Clearwater, Florida area of the Tampa Bay region of Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I can test for the fact, guys and gals, that the National Aviation Academy can help you out gaining a career that will give you a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll explain. The National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to that high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, some of you are in a dead-end, go-nowhere job. Some of you are getting out of the military. You're not sure what you want to do. Some of you are getting out of high school, coming out of a trade school, don't know what to do. This career here will give you an unlimited amount of chances to make more money than you ever humanly thought was possible, because this is what they do at the National Aviation Academy. They put you in a position to be extremely successful, because the more successful you are, the more successful they are. So check them out online, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now remember, two locations, one in Boston, Mass., Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, just across the pond from Tampa in the Tampa Bay area. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll open the door wide open for you. Well, plenty to talk about here going on. Obviously, the Turkey situation, they've launched an offensive targeting the U.S.-backed Kurds, but these are the bad guys they're going after. These aren't the good guys, so to speak, because we got a lot of the good guys and their families out of harm's way. But Turkey did launch a major military operation in northeast Syria yesterday. The conflict with Kurdish forces follows President Donald Trump's decision to pull 50 or so American special forces away from the Turkey-Syria border region, who were specifically there to do nothing more than train the Kurds and the use of the new weapons that they were getting. That's all they were there for. Now, there were as many as 1,000 troops in the region, in the area, and they've all pulled back, along with about 3,000 of the Kurdish fighters who are going back to live to fight another day. They're with the Americans. In the meantime, there's a reported as many as 10,000 Kurds that are in this area that's being attacked by Turkey that are going to try to repel the invasion with the weapons that they have. We'll see how that works out. Turkey so far is not just throwing people into the battle and sending them in. They're methodically using artillery and our airstrikes to take out positions as they move into the region. And they're not going to monkey around, but then again, we don't know for sure what's going on, so we can't say any more than that. Now, the Afghan intelligence agency said that a recent Afghan-U.S. raid in the Helmand province killed the leader of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent and the courier for an al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Now, if that's true, that's pretty significant. And a blistering series of operations resulted in Special Operations Task Force earning nearly 50 combat awards in one deployment. Now, the soldiers of Special Operations Task Force number 102 received 5 Silver Star Medals, 7 Bronze Star Medals, 15 Army Commendation Medals, and 21 Purple Hearts for their heroism during a recent 6-month deployment in Afghanistan. And kudos to that unit. Also, Congress is expanding the investigation into the San Diego VA liver study. If you haven't heard about that, it's unbelievable what's going on there. But the House Committee on Veterans Affairs will investigate claims that the VA Office of Medical Inspector failed to comply and thoroughly substantiate 2 whistleblowers' claims that a San Diego researcher collected unnecessary liver biopsy samples from the sick veterans without their consent. That's a shame if that's true. By the way, the new Marine Commandant, General David Berger, said as the U.S. faces serious threats from China and Russia, The service must have Marines in the right jobs to take them on. That could mean phasing out some of the Marines' jobs, including cutting out some occupational specialties and moving troops into new roles. One of the things that could happen is the cyber unit that the Marines have put together. That's just one example. And by the way, military officials are still investigating why 32 soldiers were injured, four badly enough to require hospitalization, following a night parachute jump last week in Mississippi. A total of 87 jumpers were blown into trees during the incident at Camp Shelby Joint Forces Training Center, which is unusual, but we'll see, and I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. And the opioid crisis in the U.S. military is now climbing, driven by the combat exposure in the war on terror. A recently published study found that soldiers who deploy to combat zones and engage enemy fighters are more likely to abuse prescription painkillers than troops who do not see combat. That makes perfect sense to me. And Marines that were disciplined at the San Diego boot camp for abuse and racism, also targeting recruits, documents show that. Since 2017, more than 20 Marines have been disciplined for the misconduct of the Corps' training center in San Diego, including incidents of physical attacks and racist and homophobic attacks. Not smart. Not smart. Marines need to be on the ball all the time. All the time. Can't let down your guard, not even once. By the way, the senators, Lindsey Graham and Christopher Coons, are demanding an all-senators briefing immediately on President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from key positions in northern Syria. We'll see how that all plays out and whether or not they're happy with the answer they get. And the attorneys in a murder case against an Army Green Beret major, are headed to Afghanistan to interview the deceased man's family members as the trial nears at the end of the year. We'll see how that works out. And hopefully the major will be cleared. I kind of followed that a little bit when I first heard the report, because it sounded like something wasn't right and something was not right there. So they got their information back again, and we'll wait to pass any judgment until we find out what gets released by the defense team for the major. All righty. Coming back, going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report again. Denise Simon coming up after that from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song bringing you in this hour here on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. And by the way, don't forget that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, especially at the Pilot Travel Centers. Pretty doggone fancy places, some of them, and the same for the Flying J's, where they've gone in and revamped them and made them over. And I'm telling you, some really good food there, too. Get to all that in a minute. Right now, I got to tell you about this storm that's out west, because it is a barn burner of a storm for North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, parts of Nebraska, parts of Colorado, parts of Utah, and the mountains of New Mexico. Now, all the way from the Canadian line down almost to the Mexican border, you've got cold temperatures tonight. The cold emulates starting in Arizona, and temperatures at or near freezing or below. Frost and or freezing advising warnings in Arizona tonight. No snow yet, but it could happen. And in the northwestern corner of New Mexico and the mountainous areas there around the Indian Reservation, you could have some snow there, but you definitely have got a freeze warning in effect there right now. The eastern one-third of New Mexico going out through the Four Corners section, out across I-40, and up and down I-25, you definitely have some freeze warnings in the higher elevations there, and some frost advisories too, as well. And going out to Nevada, you have a fire threat advisory across most of the southern part of Nevada, to include Las Vegas and the mountains going into Nevada from California. And down along the border, I-8, going over into San Diego tonight, you've got a fire threat advisory there with some winds blowing across the area out there in the central part of California, as well as over towards the Nevada line. Now, the big problem in California right now is Northern California. The San Francisco Bay Area north up into near the Sacramento area. You've actually got 34 counties in California tonight that are going to be affected by some sort of power outage. The big area that's without power is in the San Francisco area, where now we have over a million people that are getting a power outage for the next, over the period of the next 2 or 3 days. In some cases, maybe a little bit longer, until the threat of the fire threat advisory goes away with the high winds and whatnot. Now, further up the line on I-5, you got a problem of a different nature, and that is a hard freeze warning, where you could be looking at some snow in the mountainous areas of Oregon tonight. Going up I-5 all the way to Seattle, there is a hard freeze warning and or frost warning in certain areas, and in the higher elevations of possibly Oregon, you could have around the Mount Hood area, you could have some white stuff up there. But let's get on out over here into Montana and tell you about one-third of Montana is certainly getting snow tonight, winter storm warning. Most of Wyoming, winter storm warning, high wind warnings to the west of Wyoming, which is not going to help the snow. You've got snow in higher elevations of Utah, south of Salt Lake City, south of Ogden, and along I-70 and I-15 running east over towards Colorado. Up there on I-15 running north of Salt Lake City going up towards Idaho. No snow in Idaho tonight, though. And over in the mountainous areas of Colorado, you've got a hard freeze warning and or the possibility in the higher elevations of some snow there. You've got a hard freeze warning out east going across Kansas tonight, and a hard freeze warning to the central and southern sections of Nebraska, but to the west from, about 100 miles of the western part of Nebraska tonight, you've got a winter storm warning along I-80, so be advised of that, and that could make life very, very interesting. And then up in South Dakota, not to forget about Rapid City and Wyoming, and the southeastern corner of Montana, you've got a winter storm warning that includes North Dakota, most of North Dakota. You got some rain out in front of this with some colder temperatures dropping down as it's going into Minnesota, and eventually this will be moving further to the east. And then The only other thing you really have to worry about might be a little bit of rain scattered along I-95, as there is another system along the eastern part of the United States, which is making things a little bit rough over there in New England and Jersey and Maryland and Delaware and Long Island tonight. All right. Joining us right now on the telephone line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound so thrilled and excited, I can hardly stand it. Okay, so
I'm just sitting here thinking, don't you wish we would go back to the days that there were slow news days?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, I mean, everybody's all enthralled in this impeachment thing, and now we're finding out more about Joe Biden, and he was getting money. He was actually, now this is big stuff now, he was actually getting payments from the Ukraine, money, before we even knew about the Hunter Biden thing. We're now finding that out from a credible source, namely a member of the parliament in Ukraine.
Yeah, there's. I think we're going to find out that going all the way back to when Joe Biden was a senator,
right?
He was selling access.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say he and his brother, and you know, certainly later on, you know, here comes all things Ukraine and Hunter Biden with Devin Archer and Christopher Hines. So. And we know about Ukraine. Now, we don't know really anything is illegal with
right.
what Hunter did.
Right.
But there may be some illegal components to a wider story that we haven't, that I think is percolating, that we haven't completely heard all of it yet.
Correct.
But it's not going to stop with Ukraine. We're going to be looking at Kazakhstan, we're going to be looking at Cyprus, and we're going to be looking at Romania.
Yep. Yep. All areas that Joe Biden was very much involved in for different parts of policies, and that was kind of like his turf.
Well, it was under the Obama administration.
No.
We don't necessarily know what was fully percolating going all the way back when, I mean, fully going on when he was going all the way back when he was a senator.
Right, right.
But just hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say.
Yeah, this is really going to get interesting. And last night between Rudy talking about what he was talking about and between Sean Hannity and what he had to release and between the information that was coming out from some other people there, plus this Ukrainian member of parliament who released this information on his own, holy cow, that's all I can say, holy cow.
And, you know, sadly, I think that we're going to find out that we have an awful lot of members of Congress
yeah.
that have been doing this very same thing.
Yeah, well, we all know that people went to Congress, and I can go back 8, 10, 15, 20 years. People went to college basically with, you know, a mortgage on their house and owed a bunch of money, and after about 5, 6, or 7 years, maybe not even that long in some cases, they suddenly came back very wealthy, and they were buying yachts, they were buying airplanes, they were doing this, doing that. And I only know of a very few senators and congressmen that already were multimillionaires that didn't increase their wealth because they had more money than God. They didn't need it. But anyway, hold on. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. Folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.